It's very timely to have a chat to my next guest, given in the last couple of days, the Bureau of Meteorology has issued a heatwave warning for parts of the far north, particularly parts up around Weipa, looking at a fairly serious heatwave. Temperatures pushing up towards 40 degrees Celsius over the next few days. So very interested to have a chat to my next guest. It's all about the project called the Ethos Project, an extreme heat warning system for older Queenslanders. They are calling through Griffith University, they're calling for participants and older generations to get in touch with the researchers there and contribute to this project. To find out more about it, we've got a few minutes now with Associate Professor Dr. Shannon Rutherford. Now, Shannon is from the School of Medicine and Dentistry at Griffith University. She joins me now. Shannon, tell us first of all, the Ethos Project, what does it stand for? What's it all about?
Thanks, Gavin. Ethos is about looking at how we can better manage the environmental heat that we will see, and we are currently seeing, and we will see more of in the future. And it acknowledges that older populations are more at risk from heat for a number of different reasons. Yet a lot of the times the sort of messaging around heat is not well received, or the messages around going to air conditioning or doing particular things are not always able to be actioned by all of the older population. So our solution is to think about heat in the home and work out more nuanced ways of predicting what that heat might be, measuring it, and then alerting individuals that something should be done, and then giving them some strategies based on their own home circumstances in which to take action to reduce their exposure to that heat.
Well, and as you say, not everyone has aircon blasting 24 hours a day, whether it's a cost factor or, you know, certain rooms perhaps aren't air conditioned, for example. What are some potential solutions for those people who, I mean, I know that at our place here in Cairns, we've had the aircons running for nearly a month now. It feels like it's getting hotter earlier in the year. You know, tell us about, are there any of those solutions yet?
Well, that's a good question. I think there's a lot of really simple things around, so it doesn't have to cost a lot of money. I think we've maybe forgotten about some of those things we used to do before we could just turn on the air conditioning switch. So there are certainly things like just being well hydrated and making sure you've got access to water and regularly drinking water, thinking about cooling your clothes and making sure you're wearing loose cotton clothing, wetting it down if that's appropriate, using fanning and using fanning and wet clothes, for example. There's other sort of not techie things, but you can use like ice neck ties. A lot of people are now using sort of ice scarves and things like that to cool themselves down. And I guess at the end of the day, if you have good connections, you can also move to a cooler place, and whether that's outside of your own home or identifying a cool place inside your home. So it's really thinking about your own home and what might be good places to hang out in when it really does get really hot.
And so tell us a little bit more about the Ethos Project. I mentioned there it's about developing an extreme heat warning system for older Queenslanders. Just tell us a little bit about what that project involves, but also, I mean, how can anyone listening who might want to get involved in this research project, what would you like them to do?
Great. Okay, well, basically the idea is that we would set up a monitoring system in a home. So we have these little sensors that have been tested to monitor relative humidity and temperature, because those things together contribute to the heat that we feel. And then they would collect information, and we'd understand something about individual vulnerability based on age and other conditions people might have and what connections they might have. We would know something about their household, what sort of cooling systems they had, what shading they had, and the system would be designed so that real time, so from minute to minute, we would be able to know what the temperature was and then be able to identify when an individual might be at a higher risk of developing heat sort of symptoms. So it's really trying to help people with decision making and alert people and maybe their carers about, hey, it's getting really hot here. Have you thought about opening that window or making sure you have some more water?
Because it is a serious threat, isn't it? I mean, it's a serious risk to health, particularly our older generations.
Absolutely. And it's not one of those ones that's highly visible. So we know that a lot of older people are particularly at risk, and mortality from all of the natural disasters put together, heat is one of the most, it contributes to more people dying than any other in Australia. So it is a serious problem. It's a bit of a silent problem. And we want to empower older people to stay at home in a more safe environment for as long as they can. And so it also helps with the care system. So so older people can maybe have, you know, this system could alert a family member, for example. So but as you can imagine, it does involve people. So our project is bringing a lot of different researchers together. We have people from public health and people from ICT, you know, the information technology space, and people who really understand about the human body. And we're working together with aged care providers, thinking about the care system, so looking at health services and putting together this system that will hopefully will help avoid people going into hospital, for example. So how we would really love to hear people's voices. So we're at the very beginning of our project, and we don't want to design something that is not going to be of value and can't use. At the moment, what we're doing is a survey. We'd love people to call us up and we can send the survey out to you. Or we'd love people to be involved in discussions around what technologies work for them, what would be useful for them, what strategies they already take, what sorts of cooling things people do. And because there's no point us developing something that is not going to meet the needs of the populations that we're working with. So we want to hear older people and their stories and what works for them.
Fantastic. How can people get in touch? Is there a website or a phone number?
So they can call us on 5529947904, or they can email on ethos@griffith.edu.au, and one of our project team will follow up and have a chat to them about what possibilities there are to be involved in our research.
Fantastic. And as you said, it's an issue that is going to get worse as the years develop. So it's a very important work, very, very great stuff to hear. Associate Professor Shannon Rutherford, she's from the School of Medicine and Dentistry at Griffith University. Thanks for your time on the King Review today.
Thank you, Gavin.